Mel Martinez stunned the Florida political world today by announcing that he's stepping down immediately as a U.S. senator.
My priorities have always been my faith, my family, and my country. And at this stage in my life, and after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and in Washington, it is time to return to Florida and my family.
Governor Charlie Crist has the power to name a successor. Speculation immediately began that he would name himself, but shortly after Martinez's announcement, Crist said he would not anoint himself to the job.
Obviously, there will need to be an appointment made, and I want to assure my fellow Floridians that we will undertake a very thorough, comprehensive, thoughtful process to do just that. One of the good things about the timing of this is that the Congress is in recess, and so Florida will have an opportunity in the next few weeks to make sure that a honest person of great integrity that will protect the public trust will be appointed to go ahead and serve the remainder of this Senate term. I will not appoint myself, and I have gotten a lot of recommendations about very qualified people who could serve in this Senate term.
Arizona Senator John Kyle, the number two in Senate Republican leadership, said he was shocked to hear of Martinez's departure. Susan McManus is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. She said that for the time being anyway, Martinez should be taken for his word that there's not another reason why he's stepping down.
I think if people respect the resignation of politicians these days, and I think a lot of them at least initially will give some credence to the reason that the person steps down. Family is always one of the reasons people give. But the bottom line, Mitch, is that we don't really know the reasons why people resign until, you know, a couple weeks after the actual event.
Martinez was elected in 2004, defeating Democrat Betty Castor. Previously, he served as the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first term of George W. Bush. He also served as General Chairman of the Republican National Committee for 10 months, but resigned abruptly when many in the party considered him insufficiently tough on the issue of illegal immigration. Martinez announced last December that he would not run for a second term. Almost immediately, critics said that the fix was in and Martinez would step down before the end of his term, with Governor Crist taking over. Both denied it at the time. USF poli-sci professor Susan McManus says that Martinez's greatest asset to the Republican Party was probably being strong enough to win the seat in 04.
His epitaph will be one that he was very instrumental in the 04 election, particularly drawing Hispanic voters to the Republican George Bush. And I think he became very frustrated as time went on when some of his other Republican colleagues did not see the urgency and the importance of connecting with Hispanic voters. But he had a catbird seat front row and center over in Orlando, where the Puerto Rican vote has been burgeoning of late, and now non-Cuban Hispanics outnumber Cuban Hispanics in the state, and he saw that firsthand and I'm sure was very frustrated.
Among the names being bandied about to replace Martinez include former Senator Connie Mack, former Secretary of State Jim Smith, and former Governor and Tampa Mayor Bob Martinez.
Again, Governor Crist.
There's not a long list, but I'm getting a lot of calls of recommendations and volunteers. But this is a very serious thing, and I certainly recognize that. I think it's important for the people of Florida to know how seriously I take this, because, you know, this person will represent them, obviously, in the United States Senate for about 15 months. And I want to make sure that whoever that person is somebody who first and foremost cares about the people of Florida, will protect the public trust, and will represent Florida with great pride.
Chris Ingram is a Republican Party strategist. Never a fan of Governor Crist, he dismissed Crist's announcement today about a replacement for Martinez and said he still believes he will appoint himself for the job.
I don't believe it. I know that he said it, but you know, he also said he wasn't going to run for the Senate. He also said he wasn't interested in being McCain's vice presidential nominee. You know, the list of Charlie Crist going back on his previous statements is pretty much endless. I think what will happen is he will appoint himself, and he'll say that, you know, the leaders and the party power brokers urged him to do so, and he's decided it's because, you know, he's for the people of the state of Florida, and this is in their best interest, that kind of thing. I just don't believe it.
Rock-ribbed Republicans in Florida have also expressed ambivalence about Mel Martinez's tenure. GOP strategist Chris Ingram says that in many ways, he's been a letdown for state Republicans, saying he believes the Orlando resident checked out a long time ago.
You know, as a Republican myself, I've been very disappointed in Mel Martinez's tenure in office in the U.S. Senate going back, you know, almost since the point where he was first elected. He was just a rubber stamp for the Bush administration. He was wrong on a number of issues that, you know, a lot of conservative Republicans are concerned with. You know, he voted for Sotomayor, was one of the few Republicans that did so. He voted for all of these ridiculous spending plans under Obama and Bush. A lot of people upset with his position on immigration. So, you know, Mel has never been a darling of the Republican grassroots community, and he won't be missed by them.